Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The folks from Hoffman's Exterminating are here. They're partners with B101. And the fellas were like, you guys seen Creed at 5:30? I was like, yes, sir.
Does a bear bleep in the woods?
Yes, sir.
And what else? What does he wipe with?
A leaf.
You know, sometimes I wonder about my dogs when they do that. I'm like,
what do they wipe with?
They're not wiping.
A fluffy white rabbit.
Yeah.
What is that from?
Never mind.
All right. Glad we cleared this up.
Before
is an albatross a double eagle?
Yeah. Before we
is
get
a ship a boat.
We're going to debut the first official top 11 list from a WIP staff member in a moment.
Who couldn't wait. For a next
look at
week.
Look at me.
Engagement. My show's on Saturday. Yeah. Oh, my God. 2 to 6 a.m.
We'll get to that in a minute. Andy in Westchester.
Hold on. The U.S. Open.
Oh, shoot. Andy, you got to hang on.
Oh. And now, Ike Reese on the U.S. Open.
Oh, shut up. It was dumb. Shut up. I changed the deck it was in.
Wow.
Well, you were late and it was all thrown up. We had to rush into it. It'd be funny if I got into it late.
Wow, Justin please, over wow. here.
Please lower your voice. Please lower your voice.
Over here. Not video, Justin. D'Orazio.
All right. So for our final update. Yes. I got to catch my breath now.
Okay, sorry.
All right. No changes to top of the leaderboard. JJ Spahn. Oh!
Ooh.
Just 1 second. There is change. Someone's joined him at the top of the leaderboard.
Who?
That would be Sung J.M.
Your boy.
Oh, man.
Still can't figure out who won a tournament.
Man. Great Japan golfer. Awesome. Siwoo Lee is on fourth place still. Also another great Japan golfer. At minus two. Tied for fifth. All right. Sam Barnes.
South Korean, by the way.
Yeah. Same thing. Brooks Koepka. I knew that wasn't flying.
Yep.
I took a shot with Japanese. I took a shot with it, man.
Jack saved you.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
No, he was waiting to correct
me. Yep.
I don't think that's right.
All right. So here's what I'll say. Tomorrow is a big day. Now you're sitting at -4. Cut line is probably going to be somewhere around +3, +2, depending on what that final score is tomorrow. Yeah, we got some notables that are going to have to give us a good day tomorrow if they want to make it to the weekend. I'm talking about guys like Xander Schauffele, Corey Connors. We're looking at Keegan Bradley, who's down there. Hold on, where's Roy? Oh, yeah, there's Roy. +4. Not looking good for Rory McIlroy right now.
Wow.
Tied for 70.
Rory and Scheffler not having a good round.
Yeah, not real good for those guys. By the way, Minwoo Lee is now in tied for 70s to a second as well.
Oh, wow.
I figured I brought him up enough. I might as well give a score.
He's tied for what?
72nd.
72nd. Not good.
Not good.
There you go.
There you go.
Are we going to have more U.S. Open updates tomorrow?
Yeah, it's all weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Come on. Ike's coming in this weekend.
Well, you know.
Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
I'm pretty sure Medellin is where all the cartels are, right?
Yep.
So,
is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Herb got the benefits of some human trafficking.
Well, there's no benefits of that. We're not making jokes about human trafficking now.
I don't mean it.
True.
A joke.
Yes,
I know.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yes. We're all having fun. Yeah. It's okay, Andy. We're gonna stop that right there.
All right. Well, I'll get on to you then.
Oh, what did I do?
What did you do? I don't know whether to call you Mr. Eskin or Mrs. Shore Parks.
What?
Ooh. Biggest Elliot apologist ever. Like, yesterday.
An Elliot crazy. Apologist? Me?
Yeah.
I yell at Elliot more than anybody in America.
You think like you're his personal bully. You leave some for us, man. When somebody else tries to talk about him. Yesterday, Corey called in and he was making fun of him and you started defending him. Like, oh, no, you know, I could see what he was talking about. When I called him a fraud win, you're like, no, but you can win many ways. And then he called up later. You're saying, you had a fraud win.
Well, you know what it is? It's like we are, this is a family here, and you know the whole thing where if I can talk crap about my brother, but you can't. So that's pretty much it. Yeah.
You're his personal bully. We're not allowed to have
him. Well, yeah. Well, I need my own punching bag to get stronger, you know?
Well, I'm still coming after him. But, so on to Jalen. It's funny. I feel like people think if you don't think he's the best quarterback in the league, then you hate him. And it's like, he's good. I love him as our quarterback. You know, he didn't have the best regular season last year, but he's clutch in the playoffs. You know, he does what we need him to do. And people talk about, like, you know, a game manager, like it's a bad thing. That's exactly what they need him to be. And he's good at it. He's efficient. He's effective. You know, he's not, I'm not going to call him any other quarterback thing, but he's not, you know, the best quarterback in the world. But I think he's good. He's a good quarterback for us, and mm-hmm. I don't know why that's a bad thing to say.
Yeah, like we were saying earlier, I think it maybe gets caught in the vortex of hater versus biggest fan in the world thing, and everybody, like with most of these things, thank you for the call, Andy, most of these things, it gets it turns into that, and that's pretty much it.
Yep. You know? You almost get put into a, like you said, you get backed into one corner or the other. Yep. Like that's where you are.
Sometimes, and I'm sure this happens the other way, I'll concede on a bunch of stuff. I'll be like, yeah, I think he's good at this, good at this, good at this, and then they'll go, oh, yeah, but you said Josh Allen. And I'm like, all right. I'm not going to.
Let me ask, will we ever get past the Josh Allen thing?
I don't even know.
I thought it was settled last year. I really did. With what he did without Diggs, with winning the MVP. And like, I know they lost to Mahomes. He's lost to Mahomes by, what, a combined, in the last two games, 6 points in the AFC Championship game. And then the one game, Tyreek went down the field in, what, 10 seconds? Mm-hmm. He had the lead there. I thought it was settled last year, but apparently not.
Like, I think he's good. I think he's better. We'll see. You know, that's it. So instead of the Twitter question, we are bringing you Twitter big news. Twitter question, or the Twitter big news in this case, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. You may ask, Ike, what is the big news? Well, the big news is that Buzz has released his top 11 just moments after he submitted the internal form on Twitter.
Oh, he released it on Twitter.
Yep.
Even though next week is when we release all of them.
Right. Which means he's probably going to do a show on this weekend.
I'm sure.
And try to get ahead of it.
Well, content,
but that's cool.
Man.
That's cool. Yes. If he talks about it this weekend, if he does, as long as he doesn't do what Go Birds Radio did and steal our topic and not give any.
All of a sudden, it's like top nine.
Yeah, top nine. So would you like to hear Buzz's top 11?
Oh, yeah.
Do I want to start at 11?
Yes.
Okay. Number 11, Zach Bond.
Zach Bond's number 11.
Yes.
Well, this ought to get good from this point.
Number 10, Joel Embiid.
That was defensive player of the year runner-up.
I feel like he's actually been slept on a lot, at least the internal voting.
Yeah. The internal lists I've looked at, there hasn't been a ton of Bond.
Like, does he deserve to be on it more than Quinion and Coop?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a better player.
So I agree.
He has an argument as the best defensive player last year.
So I agree.
It's him and Jalen Carter.
It's just on the early returns, I think there's more Quinion and Coop on there over Bond.
Right.
Well, because they're young.
Yeah.
Drafted, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
All right, number 10, Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Number 9, Kyle Schwarber.
Hmm. Okay.
Number 8, Jalen Carter.
Wow. Okay, where we
that
going?
That is insane.
Right, hey there, where we going?
Number 7, A.J. Brown.
AJ at 7, okay.
Number 6, Bryce Harper.
Huh.
Number 5, Jalen Hurts.
Oh, that's where he has Hurts at 5.
It feels fair. Maybe a little high. Number 4, Lane Johnson. Lane at 4.
Okay, Lane at 4.
Number 3, Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you who number 1 is, and I need you to guess who number 2 is. Okay, so number 1 is Saquon.
Yeah.
Wheeler at 3.
You already said Lane Johnson?
Said Lane Johnson. It's not Lane Johnson at number 2.
Trey Turner?
Not Trey Turner.
Hmm.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. No, Trey. It's got to be. At 2, it's got to be an Eagle, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
Oh, did he go Cooper?
Nope, did not go Cooper.
Didn't go Cooper. Landon Dickerson?
Nope.
He went Jordan Mailata.
Jordan Mailata, number 2.
He put... Listen, I love Jordan. Like, we got Jordan Mailata as the number 2 guy in the city?
Yes.
Okay. That's a little different.
Over Zach Wheeler.
I didn't see that one coming.
A.J.
Over Lane
Brown.
Johnson.
Over Lane Johnson.
Yeah. Again, we are a pro Mailata show.
Yes.
Very pro.
Yes, this is a pro Mailata show. Even I don't think Jordan would have himself ahead of Lane Johnson.
I agree.
That's a list.
That's rage bait.
Yeah, that is rage
That's
bait.
That's rage bait. That's rage bait. All right, Buzz. Buzz got his list out there first.
So if he's producing us tomorrow, which I would assume that he is.
Yeah, well.
Oh, he's going to get tortured tomorrow.
By the way, it can't be Justin 2 weeks in a row after last week.
As you just learned, we can all make mistakes back here.
100%. I'm just saying he was so shaken at the end of that show. He might need a week to recover,
I think Fran and Justin might start their own podcast just to trash this show.
To trash this show.
And then Buzz is just the producer.
Yeah. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, dude?
What up, A?
Yeah. I'm good.
Did you see your guy said... that the basketball in the bubble was the most pure form of basketball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's dead right. Wonder why he said that.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with the championship.
This is good stuff. Keep going.
No, listen, we're going to be real for a second. Haters,
we are being real.
I'm being real.
No. Here's the thing. Haters will twist anything someone say to fit whatever narrative they want to push. And that's okay. This is what he's saying, because he's pushing back against everyone that wants to talk negative about what he did. Because we as Sixers fans, if we were the one, we'd be campaigning that championship. And I said this a couple weeks ago. I don't care about that bubble ring because that has nothing to do with how I feel about him as a player. I don't rank him. I just say he's the greatest basketball player ever. If people want to say it's Jordan, if people want to say it's Kobe, cool. I'm just going to say it's LeBron. But he's pushing back against the haters. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. He should stop doing that because it gets the haters more fuel.
Yep.
It gets the haters more fuel. That's the thing. But listen, man.
Yes.
I'm trying to get my voice back. I was down there in Hugh Hood, and I brought some stuff back. You know how I go down to Atlanta. But listen,
he said Hugh Hood.
Atlanta is Hugh's hood?
Or he's talking about Delaware.
Delaware?
Or which one?
And I was talking about Atlanta. Oh, okay. Ain't nothing Delaware. Ain't nothing Delaware. So, okay. Here's the thing.
Man, are you sure you can take it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Pause.
Okay.
This is going to be Spike's. Jahi Campbell and Devin White, the defense this summer. And Spike don't get on underneath my skin like he has been about the defense. Because this is what I say. About the contenders, Austin FC, who's the great defenders on the Rams, on the Niners, in the secondary, and in the linebacker? You got Fred Warner, but everyone else is unproven. Who do the Rams have? Because this is what I say. When we signed Zach Bond last season, I didn't know who he was because they saw a picture. I saw a black man. When I used to watch the Saints, I thought Zach Bond was white. I had no clue. So I was like, we signed Zach Bond. So I looked up his highlights from 2023. Mm-hmm. He was a pass rusher. And one of the highlights, he beat Penei Sewell. So I started thinking, we're now going to be a 34 defense because we have no ends on the roster. We're going to be a 34 defensive base. What's to say that when we're in the sub, we're always going to be in sub, but we're going to have Zach Bond, Dakobe Dean, when he gets healthy, Jahi Campbell, on the field with one another. And we know Jahi Campbell can rush a passer, and we know Zach Bond can rush a passer. Zach Bond had to learn how to play linebacker, but he knows how to rush the passer. Uh-huh. So what's to say we can't do that when the other pass rushers on the team aren't necessarily doing their job on third down? So we don't look at what Vic Fangio can do with the pieces he has, because he moved Cooper DeJean all around, and he can possibly move Zach Bond around, or he could use Jahi Campbell to move him all around the defense to help make the defense – because we didn't have a dominant pass rusher last year. We made it through. Who led the league team in sacks? Because Milton Smith had 6.5.
Well, but
– oh, Josh Sweat did with 8.5, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
And by the way, Jahi Campbell might not even play the first month of the season.
Yeah, I
understand that. Eventually, he'll play. Eventually. Just like eventually, the Kobe Dean will be back probably towards the end of the season. I think I just have faith in Vic Fangio. And we like, well, he doesn't have always had number one defenses. When you look at when he had talent with the Niners, the first number one defense 2 years in a row, number two defense early years for the Panthers, when they were when you bring a new team expansion, they had great defenses because you had linebackers. I want people to put faith in Vic Fangio and what he could do with these players. We don't need the big names. We don't need them. I don't think we need them.
All right.
And then let's say we have a top 10 scoring defense and we bump the offense up to a top 3 scoring offense. We can't win with that.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But you're expecting a completely different performance out of the offense with a You know, I'm sure I hope so. If they're going to need a top three scoring offense, if their defense is, you know, 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
But let's say, okay, we say 10. So we're looking at like, oh, that's 10th. But let's say they're only giving up 21 points a game. 21 points is not bad. What did we give up last year? 17?
17. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We scored 26 and a half.
Let's say we bumped that up to 30 points.
Well, that's huge. That makes them the number two offense in the NFL.
Yeah, so we have to pick a struggle. Is it going to be Jalen Hurts or is it going to be the defense? We got to pick a struggle. Could be the best team in the league. So we have to pick a struggle. What side of the ball is going to struggle? Because you can't ramble Jalen Hurts all summer, what you're going to do. And then also, one day out of the week, say, I don't know about the defense. You got to pick a struggle, Spike, or you're going to think we're going to go 7-9.
Well, I don't have to pick anything. I don't understand. I can have questions about the offense's ability to step up from last year, and I can have questions about their ability to replace the defensive players they lost. And you know what? I could be right about both of them or wrong about both of them. I don't know. But it doesn't. Your point. Neither thing has to happen. They could be the same exact offense from last year and they don't adjust on defense and they're worse. And then they're just worse than they were. That can happen.
So when they're the same exact offense, but we have 1,500 rushing yards and Jalen Hurts done for 3,500 yards and 30 touchdowns, would the offense be better?
But that's...
unlikely.
How many times has he thrown for 30 touchdowns in his career?
That's why I said unlikely.
Breakout season coming.
I'm just saying, Aaron, like, I think your point is, and we got to do text now, we got to go. I think the point is, he's saying, well, if neither of these things happen, then the team might not be any good or might not be as good as we want. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's possible, you know. I hope it's not likely, but the bet that they make that the offense levels up might be a bad bet.
Right.
I don't know. Hopefully it's not,
right.
But it might be.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Just catching up. Does LA think we should pitch down in the zone? The Phillies pitchers at Citizens Bank Park.
Man, LA was doing his own show today.
Yeah, he was locked in.
I think he made that clear.
Yeah. If you missed Larry Anderson today at 3 o'clock on the show, I suggest you use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app.
From about 3:07 to 3:14.
Yeah.
Strictly just about throwing low in the zone.
He's like, I just don't understand what they're teaching these guys.
I love it, man. He's been passionate about it for so long.
He's right.
And finally, in the analytics community, they're finally starting to realize that you can throw the fastball down and away.
Yeah.
And no one's going to hit it.
Yeah.
Trust your eyes, not those numbers.
Well, it's just like, it's so funny about analytics. Like every 5 years, it comes back around to, oh, this has been working for a long time. And then they act like it's the biggest reveal ever. And, you know, it's crazy.
That pitch is hard to hit. Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. Hit the breaking news sounder.
What's next?
Interesting how Spike will call Chuck short, but not Rios.
Well, yeah.
I wonder why. Mark and Monco.
Now, Rios never comes at me like Chuck does.
No, he does not.
True.
The Rios doesn't hop on the phone and go, we all know your dad's while you got your job. It's like, now I still wouldn't say anything to Rios, but...
he will show up.
Yes. What's next?
Jack, when most callers bring up Bryce Harper and Jalen debates. Oh, here we go. All you idiots have to bring up the Phillies, don't you? Jack, when Rios brought up Bryce Harper.
That is a sound and valid point. I appreciate your input, Rios.
Alex in Lancaster.
I was ready to cook him. I'll take Rios down.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah. We got to pick our battles.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's next?
Valid points, KOC, but to me, he's Kevin Durant. Elliot in his basement.
Yeah.
Well, like, KOC really does have me in a blender right now. Man.
Yeah, I know.
He's not an Ace Bailey guy. I know KOC pretty well.
He's got me in a blender right now.
Although Rudy Gay's not terrible. No.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of wound up telling myself. Like, oh, okay, if he's Rudy Gay.
Yeah, but you want to wait 5 years for Rudy Gay? You know, which is.
It all depends on what they think next year is, right? Like, if they think this is a rebuild, Ace Bailey's fine. But, like, if they're going to try to make next year competitive, you should take the best, quote-unquote, role player.
Well, and for what it's worth, again, they probably don't have their pick next year.
Right.
Like,
that's
because
true.
Like, they almost have to try to be competitive next year. It doesn't make any sense.
The East isn't that good. I think there's this whole...
Dang.
Well, the Celtics will be.
Well, Tatum's dead. Gone.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Celtics won't be this game.
He's not dead. Yeah, we all get the point. And they might trade Jaylen Brown or Derek White.
Yeah, I saw that. What's next?
All we had to do was play that music to get him to stop talking? The couple from Detroit on the flight with Herb.
Herb acted like he won the Super Bowl. They're like, oh, congratulations. Like, yeah, thank you. We worked so hard.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, you guys got a shot this year. What a gracious winner.
Yep. He really is. He's a good advocate for Philadelphia. He's a good mascot.
He really is. When people see Herb out and they say, you're from Philadelphia, he represents in such a great way.
He sure does.
Of this city.
He sure does. Never has a shirt on either. What's next?
Another incredibly underrated Ike is, stop, I need to correct you with more incorrect information, Ike. Example, Herb, I discovered something better in Colombia, Medellin. It's amazing. Ike, stop. I think you mean Mateen Cleaves. Thank you. Frank in Ardmore.
I didn't know what you guys were talking about, I couldn't participate.
It's a deep entourage cut from at least a decade plus ago.
Yes.
What's next?
Love these golf updates. Reminds me of a night at the Masters in the early aughts. It was me, Chichi Rodriguez, Lee Trevino, and Ike Reese. Ike fell for a gal in the pro shop, and let me tell you, he was in deep rough, and he still got up and down. Hello! Tornado Shapiro.
Well, you'll hear from Tornado Shapiro tomorrow at 3:30.
5:52. Your voice dies.
It didn't die. I was
pretty
good.
Pretty close.
It was really just, I hate to say it, it was just
swallow
a little phlegm.
It, you don't eat it.
Yeah, there you go. I'm swallowing and eating it. We will be back with you tomorrow.
I won't cut that off.
No, please don't. I was doing it on purpose. Fritz at 6 up next. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, you're not having a day back there.
Well, no, I hit the on, off, at the same time.
What do you have coming up in Fritz at 6?
Yeah, who deserves to be number one?
On the top 11
on
list.
On the top 11 list.
You can get your votes in. You have until tomorrow, 94WIP.com/top11 to get your votes in, and then we will reveal them next week. Fritz at 6 is up next, and then Tom Kelly, and then Broads. It's a big night here at WIP. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Chickies. Looking forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much for listening.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.